Yeah, and it also was written or happened around 1400 BC. So about 3,400 years ago. Just like God took Israel out of Egypt, they went through the Red Sea, and now they're about to go into the Promised Land. How do we apply that to our lives? Well, God pulled us out of sin, which was the 10th plague, amen, the Passover lamb. It was only through the blood that they survived. And then he baptized us, just like the Bible says they were baptized in the Red Sea, and brought us to the Jordan River. Whether we cross or not is up to us. That is a decision we need to make, that I do want to live for God. I do want to put Him first. I do want to have the victorious Christian life. Or we can say, I can't do it. There's giants there. There's walled cities there. And then when that happens, God turns us around and we wander for a while in the desert. Not God's perfect will, but many Christians are doing just that very thing. They're wandering. They're not really accomplishing much for God, but that's not God's fault. That always comes down on us. And so in this book, we find in chapters 1 to 12, the conquest, the initial conquest of the Promised Land, the crossing of the Jordan, and so forth. Then God divides out the land in chapters 13 to 21, and then Joshua's farewell at the end of the book. Probably the key verses of the whole book would be the verses we're going to look at tonight, chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Beautiful, so I won't read them twice. And then, of course, Joshua 24:15. We have it on our wall. How many of you have it on your wall? Anybody? Are we the only ones? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Tanya, anyone else? I'd say that's, yep, there's another family with it on your wall. Well, it's a good thing to put on your wall, isn't it? You know, the Jews were told to put scripture on the walls. So it's a biblical thing to do. And what better verse than, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, Joshua 24:15. So that would be another key verse. Anyway, let's dive in tonight to the book of Joshua, the book of the Savior. Verse 1, now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Amen. Unto the land. That's our title tonight. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that tonight we would grow, we would learn, we would take on board these admonitions, and Lord, we would go forward, not be afraid, not be dismayed, and we would serve you with all that we are. I pray you would be glorified as we look into your word tonight, and pleased with our response to your word. We commit this to you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Unto the land, verse 2. That's what it's been about, hasn't it? For so long. Isn't it amazing? Here we are 3.5 millennium later, and they're still fighting over that same piece of land. Yeah. Same piece of land. it's just proves the Bible even more, doesn't it? But notice what God says there in verse 2. Unto the land which I do give to them. The promised land is a gift. But it's a gift that is contingent upon our obedience for us to enjoy. So it's unique in that way. God says, I've given it to you. It's already yours. I want you to go in. But he didn't just hand it to them on a silver platter, did he? They had to fight for every single piece of land. They had to go in and fight battles. The only exception being Jericho, which we'll look at soon. But after that, they had to literally get their swords and their bows and arrows out and go and fight for every city. So think about that. What does that tell us? That if we're going to live the victorious Christian life, we've got to fight for it. Are we in a battle? Absolutely. The Bible says we're soldiers of Jesus Christ. Who are we fighting? Well, not each other, but the devil, the world, our flesh. We've got a lot of battles to fight. But they're worth fighting because God wants us to go into the promised land and live the victorious Christian life for him. It's already ours, but we have to take it. Amen? Look at Exodus 23:30, and this is how we take it. Exodus 23:30. This is a picture of the Christian life. Look what he says. By little and little, I will drive them out from before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land. If you look back over your Christian life since the day you got saved, you did not go from a baby Christian to a mature Christian overnight, did you? It took years. And it's still taking years, isn't it? We're still growing. We're still learning. We're still getting convicted by the Holy Spirit. We're still cleaning up our lives, trying to live for Jesus. Amen? And it never ends until we leave this earth. It's little bit at a time. And that is how they took the land, one city at a time. God could have just done what he did to Jericho, to the whole land, right? They could have gone in and he could have just flattened every single city, killed them all with hail or whatever he wanted, and said, here's the land. But that wasn't how it worked. They had to fight and fight and fight. And if we're going to live for Jesus, we've got to keep fighting. We've got to keep fighting. The devil is not going to stop fighting us. The world is not going to stop resisting us. Our flesh is going to keep giving us problems. But it's all worth it. Verse 3, every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. When Jesus was here and he talked about the salvation that he was going to die and rise again for, he said, I came to give them life and to give it more abundantly, in John 10:10. Jesus didn't just come to give us life. He came to give us the abundant life. The abundant life. He wants us to live the abundant Christian life. And if God be for us, verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. My friend, if God be for us, who can be against us? And that's what he's telling Joshua, the new leader. I'm with you. Romans 8:31, if God be for us, who can be against us? Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Yes, God says we got to go in and we got to fight, but he never says we got to fight on our own, does he? He says, I'll fight with you. Amen? I will be with you. And that's what he's saying here to Joshua. Yeah, you've got to lead these people. They're rebellious. They're sinners, but you've got to lead them in. And Joshua, I'm with you. I'm going to help you every step of the way. And so now he gives some very specific instructions, which you and I can take on board. If we're going to go into the promised land, number 1, verse 6, be strong and of a good courage. Amen? Be strong and of a good courage. Are we on our knees every day? Because that's the only place strength and courage will come from, is from God. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Amen? Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, Ephesians 6:10. Psalm 27:14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, he shall strengthen thine heart. Where does this courage come from in this strength? It comes from God. And that's where it begins. We've got to begin by begging God every day, Lord, I want to have a victorious Christian life. I want to live the abundant Christian life, but I need you. I can't do it without you. You're the one that's going to give me the strength, and you're the one that's going to give me the courage. We've got to beg God for that. Number two, verse 8, the book of the law. It is impossible to live the victorious Christian life without the Word of God. You cannot do it. This is one of the most beautiful memory verses in the entire Bible relative to the Bible itself, isn't it? And I hope a lot of you have memorized it or have it on your list of verses to memorize. But God wants us to expose ourselves to this book whenever we can. Because what is God's desire for the promised land? Look at that last word. Success. I hope everybody's desire is to be successful in living the victorious Christian life. Can't do it without God's power and courage. And you definitely can't do it without the Word of God. Impossible. So let's look at some of the words he tells us in this verse when it comes to the Word of God. First, he talks about meditation. Amen? Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. What does that mean? Well, let's look at Psalm 1. We looked at it this morning in Sunday school, but let's look at it again. Psalm 1 and verses 1 and 2. Meditate in the Word of God. What does he say? Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. David says, Psalm 119:97, oh, how love I thy law, it is my meditation all the day. Says, Joshua, if you're going to be a successful general and lead my people, you need my courage and my strength, but you cannot do it without meditating in the Word of God. Meditate day and night. Then what, relative to the Word? That little two-letter word, do. Observe to do. Amen? So it's not enough to meditate, we also need to obey. If you love me, keep my commandments. Amen? Keep my commandments. This is the love of God, 1 John 5:3, that we keep his commandments. So again, we cannot be successful. By the way, it's the only occurrence in the entire Bible of the word success. It's only in this one verse. We cannot be successful in the promised land outside of this book. We must be willing to meditate in it, to obey it. And, of course, we need to memorize it. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that might not sin against thee. Psalm 119:11. Expose ourselves to it, right? Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Can't do it outside of the word of God. And what happens? Verse 8, prosperous and good success. Amen? I encourage everyone to memorize Joshua 1:8. Such a beautiful verse. And again, the only occurrence of the word success in the entire Bible. Did God want Joshua to be successful? Of course he did. Did he want Israel to be successful in living the victorious Christian life, taking the promised land? Of course he did. He says you can't have success without the word of God. So we've got to be strong and of a good courage. That only comes from God. We need to be in the word. Then what? Verse 9. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid. If we're going to be successful in the promised land of the victorious Christian life, there can be no fear. There can be no fear. Psalm 118, verse 6, turn there if you would quickly. Fear cripples. The devil knows this, by the way, which is how he's able to use it against us all the time. David said, Psalm 118, verse 6, the Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Isn't that good? Proverbs 29:25, there's another one. Let's look at that one. Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. And 2 Timothy 1:7, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, amen, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. If we're afraid, we can't be successful. If we're afraid, we cannot live the victorious Christian life. Because fear is the opposite of trust. And how many times are we told to trust the Lord? In the scriptures, Old Testament, New Testament, take your pick. So God is giving Joshua what he needs to lead God's people into the promised land and to be successful, to be victorious. Number one, trust God for strength and courage. Number two, the Word of God. We need to meditate in it. We need to obey it. Number three, we cannot be afraid. Number four, verse 9, neither be thou dismayed. What does dismayed mean? It means discouraged. It means broken down. A modern day word would be the word anxiety. We've all heard that one enough times recently, haven't we? How often does the devil try to use that against us? Discouragement, anxiety. David, if you go to 27:13 of Psalms, Psalm 27:13, look what he says. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He said, I had fainted if this hadn't happened. But I can see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, therefore I'm not going to faint. We to the New Testament, over and over, God says, faint not. Philippians 4:6, be careful, or be anxious for nothing. So if we're going to go into the victorious Christian life and live for God like He wants us to, we can't do it without His strength and courage. We can't do it without the Word of God being a vital part of our lives, meditation, obedience, memorization, and so forth. We can't do it if we have fear. Just can't, because the fear is the opposite of trust. And we definitely can't do it with anxiety or discouragement. Those things do not come from the Holy Spirit of God. Those things come from another spirit, little s. Amen? Discouragement and fear don't come from God. So he's preparing Joshua, who's going to prepare the people to go in. What is God's desire? That they take it all. Amen? Every single piece of land. Did they? No. They did initially. They got a good start, but, well, actually not really when you think of Ai, which we'll look at soon. Didn't take them long to stumble. Still, God wanted them to have it all. He says, here's how it's going to happen. You need my strength and my courage. You need to obey and meditate in my word. You cannot be afraid and you cannot be dismayed or anxious or discouraged. Verse 9, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Amen. What did Jesus say right before he went to heaven? Lo, I'm with you always. Same thing. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. I'm going to go back to heaven. I'm going to be your high priest. I'm going to be your intercessor, your advocate. But I'm with you always. What does he say to Joshua? Joshua, I'll be with you wherever you go. I'm there. I'm not sending you in to fight these battles on your own. I'm going to fight them with you. Amen? No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Isaiah 54:17. And Joshua was a great general, a great leader, as we'll see. And he took these words to heart and understood the importance of not being afraid, not being dismayed or discouraged. He kept encouraging the people, obey God's word. Get it in your hearts. Meditate in it so that you can obey it. And God is there to give us the strength and courage we need to take the land into the land. That's what they had been waiting for I don't know how long. I didn't count the centuries. But they've been waiting a long time. They're finally going in. Amen. Next chapter. They're finally going in. And starts off great because Joshua was a great leader and understood the importance of these four things. We need to take those four things on board if we're going to live the life God wants us to live. We cannot be afraid of the devil. We cannot be afraid of anything. We cannot let the devil get us discouraged or anxious. And we must live a life of obedience, trusting God for strength and courage, and meditating in and living in this book. Amen. Into the land. Let's pray. Lord, we love you so much. Thank you for these encouraging words that you gave to Joshua. I pray we'll take them to heart, Lord. And it would truly be our desire to win victories for thee. And Lord, we realize we can't do it without you. Only you can give us the strength and courage. We've got to be in your word, meditating in it, memorizing it, exposing ourselves to it. Can't be afraid, can't be dismayed. Help us, Lord, to realize this and to go in and to fight until Jesus comes and to take that land. Thank you for speaking to our hearts.